In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to worship at Providence Presbyterian Church on this New Year's Epiphany Communion Sunday. We're glad you're here with us as we experience and continue to experience worship on these Sundays that are also the high holidays of our season as well. Please do take time to sign the welcome pads that you'll find in the inside aisle and pass them down the pew so that you may greet one another by name following the worship service. And if you would like to be included in our weekly email newsletter, please note that information or if any other information that you would like us as pastors to know. Our rosebud this morning at the baptismal font welcomes new arrival Josephine Anna Molina. Those of you who were here Christmas Eve saw a very pregnant Nicole. Josephine arrived very early on Thursday morning. They are all doing well and appreciate and give thanks for the prayers of this congregation through this time. Please do take time to join us for a time of coffee fellowship in the Hope Room after worship this morning, and we can join in fellowship with each other. Do take note of the announcements as they are in the bulletin for you this week of what's coming up in the midst of the congregation. I would want to draw your attention to our college reunion lunch. I know the folks who are here know about that, but that's tomorrow from noon to 2 in the Hope Room, with all of the food is provided due to the allergies that we're working with, but all of the food will be provided, so you just need to show up, and we're looking forward to reconnecting with our college students tomorrow with that. The envelopes for 2017, if you have requested offering envelopes, are in the narthex entryway as you come in. Please do pick those up. If you need offering envelopes and they haven't been provided, you may talk to Dan, who will wave his hand back there, and he'll make sure that gets taken care of for you. Other announcements for the congregation? Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In case you woke up this morning and thought, oh no, I haven't made a New Year's resolution yet, I have a really good one for you. Be a worship leader at least once in 2017. We have a pretty good chance that any Sunday in 2017 that you would pick, you can have, because we have a completely blank sign-up sheet, including we need somebody for next week. So if anyone would be interested in trying it, or if you've done it before, to do it again, it's very easy. We give you all the instructions. You do need to know how to read. But other than that, it's a piece of cake. So if you have any questions about it, please feel free to see me or any member of the worship committee, but we would love to have you do it, and we really appreciate when you do. Thank you.
And also, in case you're wondering when we are undecorating the sanctuary, next week after worship, if you can stay for a little while, many hands make light work, and the worship committee would love to help you understand how decorations disappear and then reappear. So, other announcements this morning. Please join with me then in the responsive call to worship. The Magi came from far away following a star. Come to worship, and the star sheds light on our lives. The Magi brought gifts to offer the child. We have no costly gifts to offer, but we offer our hearts. Shepherds and Magi, the lowly and the wealthy, all were welcome at Bethlehem. We too are all welcome. Let us rejoice and be glad as we sing together, "What Star Is This With Beams So Bright?" number 68 in the large hymnal.
Star is this with beams so bright? O Lord,
God's call to us is constant. Like the prodigal son, God wants to always welcome us home. With confidence, then, in God's forgiving love, let us come, confessing our sin and brokenness, that we might be made new as this new year. First, let us pray in silence and then together. Together we pray. During this blessed season, God, we repent of all of the ways in which we have failed to love you with all our hearts. We repent turning away from kind words, just actions, and healing thoughts. We repent our harsh judgment of others while excusing ourselves. We repent our harsh judgment of ourselves, which separates us from your love and your desire to not only forgive our sins, but to forget them. Lord God, free us from our useless feelings of guilt and open us to your steadfast love, which endures forever. God's grace is abundant, coming upon us in the gift of forgiveness again and again. In the simpleness of a child. Friends, believe this good news. In Christ we are forgiven and freed. Let us live in the light as we sing our song of response. Alleluia.
The title of the God Choir anthem is Happy New Year. It's called We are thanking God for the good year that has passed, and we're asking for guidance and prayers for the new coming year.
Afia Kwa Pro Akwa Beso Yembio. Ejonya mi adom ye, wa ma fe pato ye. Afi ako apro, akwa beto yembiem. Ejonya mi adom ye, wa ma fe pato ye. Afi siapa, si kometo Yesu yo. Afi siapa, kometo yembie. Afi siapa, kometo yembie. Afi ako apro. Akwa beto yembie o, ejo nyami adom ye, wa ma fe pato ye. Afi ako apro, akwa beto yembie, ejo nyami adom ye, wa ma fe pato ye. Afi siapa, afi kometo yesu biem, afi shapa come so yem yem a shapa come so yem yem.
At this time, we'd like to share joys and concerns that anybody might have.
Yet another tragedy has befallen the Ghanaian community again. A friend of ours, her name is Nana Ama. I don't know if you heard on the news Thursday morning, there was a firehouse that claimed a life. Her 36, he just celebrated his birthday in June, was burnt. He could not escape from the basement. 95% of his body was burnt. He finally died at, I think, the Rhode Island Hospital. So prayers for the family and the Ghana community.
Prayers for my friend Deb, who will probably be sentenced this week. Also prayers for my brother Warren, who left Thursday for Iraq, and he'll be there about 5 weeks helping to start a hospital near Mosul.
My joy on this new year is that I continue to heal and be with less and less pain. I can't begin to tell you what joy I have in coming to better health. And in the new year, I expect that I will be running races with the teenagers.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I tell God, thank you. I was singing one song to thank you. Missy Demi Yinaya, Minyame, Missy Demi Yinaya. Missy Demi, come for no, Minyame, Missy Demi, come for no. Nyamia, yabia, mammy, oh, Missy Demi, come for no. Nyamia, yabia, mammy, oh, Missy Demi, come for no. Missy Demi Tontonu, Minyami, Missy Demi Tontonu. Missy Demi Tontonu, Minyami, Missy Demi Tontonu. Nyamia, yabia, mammy, oh, Missy Demi, come for no. Nyamia, yabia, mammy, oh, Missy Demi, come for no. Oh, Father, I tell you, thank you. To give me one more year, add it to my year. Make it 26 years. I tell you, thank you, Father, to see another year. Praise all the churches, pastor, choir, everybody. I tell you, thank you for your prayer. That I'm a power stand here. That God power. He covered me with blood. And I stay living. So I just praise him every hour, every day. Because he knows where he's taking me from. I tell my sister, Koko, have you children? Get children. I present every one of them. And you all pray for my family in Africa. One of my cousins, he was sick for a long time. He passed away. So let's all rest in peace. The father there, the mother there, the uncle there, everybody there. So he went there. Everybody time reach a caracol. Because we are strangers here. Hallelujah. Father, I tell you, thank you for everything we're doing. You are praying for America. You are praying for Africa. You are praying for the whole world. Because the thing were coming 2017. We don't know where inside. But we begging God to take a wind to cover us, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord. Cover us so we can able to praise you every hour, every day. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you for Christ's sake.
I'd like for us to continue to pray for the leaders of our nation, those who are going out and those who are coming in. May God have mercy on all of us.
Also, your prayers as well for the Cooper family, and in addition to Warren's travels, many of us have heard the national news about the plane that went down in Lake Erie. One of Kathy's childhood friends was, her husband and daughter were in that plane. So please keep them in your prayers, all of them, in this day. Let us pray. O God of all life, New Year dawns with bright and shining light. May we embrace this new day, a gift we can never take for granted. Grant your people life in this time, in this year, for the fullness of love and justice, for the opportunity to flourish as you have created each one of us. Bind us together as one amidst forces that would seek to tear us apart. We pray, O Lord, in this time for the leaders of our nation and our world. Lord, we pray for our world, for Turkey rocked again by terror last night, for refugees in Aleppo, for recovery efforts beginning today in Lake Erie. We yearn, O God, for healing and true peace among your people. Cure our warring madness and make us tireless makers of peace and justice in this new year. We continue to pray for those who are recovering from illness or surgery as we give thanks for signs of healing in our midst in the testimony of Sally. We pray, O Lord, for Julie Baldwin and for Ted. We pray for those who look to this new year with anxiety or fear. Touch them with your grace and hope today and always. We give thanks, O God, for the students in our midst, for those home for the holidays, those back home away from us for the holidays, and those who are heading to distant lands in this next semester abroad. Bless them with your presence and your inspiration in these days. In our comings and goings of this season, O God, keep all of your people safe in travel and in adventure, in journeys known and yet to be known in this year to come. We lift to you this week Warren and his work in Mosul with the hospital, and Deb in her sentencing. And yet we can come, O God, too, to see the blessings of each day. We give thanks for the joys of life, for the gift of each day, each new year, for the celebration of faith that is the witness of Auntie Beatrice in our midst. We thank you that she reminds us ever that you are the source of all life and all hope. And for our newest arrival to this community, we give thanks for the safe arrival of Josephine Anna and the steadfast hope of Aaron and Nicole through many twists and turns of this year. We pray for all of the new babies of this congregation and families charting new courses of life and priorities of work and family balance. We pray, O Lord, for the life of my mom, whose resurrection and new life and memory we will celebrate this Thursday. We pray, O Lord, for those who hurt and grieve in these days, for griefs spoken and unspoken, for the family of Nana Ama in this house fire this week, for all in the Ghana community who surround them in love. Bless them with your peace, a peace and a healing which passes all human understanding. Guide us always as your disciples, that we may be the community that you envision for us. Let your people put their trust in you, for though we may not know the future, we know who holds the future. And so we pray in this season of light, with hope, peace, joy, and love. So let us live today and always. In and through Christ we pray. Amen.
I realize this is the time when the children normally come forward. If they would just wait a few minutes, we will have the children's message in a few. Our first reading, let us pray. O Lord God, as we approach your word this morning, we pray that you will still our busy thoughts, open our hearts and our minds to your word, and may we truly be guided by you in all that we say, all that we do, all that we even think. Amen. Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They gather, all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice because of the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. And from Matthew, we are reading from chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night, and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district in Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. He will be called a Nazarene. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
time for the children to come forward. Before you sit down, we're missing something from our set over there. Today we're celebrating that the wise men came to visit Jesus. Can you find them and bring them up? Go get them and bring them up and put them up on the piano. Do we need, how many people do we need? Everybody get one and bring. Somebody help you put it up. There you go. Very good. Thank you. Did you see how many there were there? There were three gifts, they said in the scripture I just read, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we only had three of the magi over there. That's what they call these people that were astrologers. And they lived in a place that now is called like Pakistan and Iraq. Very far, far away. Very far away. But the Bible doesn't say there were only three magi. It says there were three gifts. Now there is a legend. Do you know what a legend is? It's not a true story. It's something that people pass around as maybe it could have been, but not necessarily provable. We can't prove it happened. But there is a legend that says there was a fourth magi. So I'm going to tell you about the fourth magi today. And for the adults out here, I got this story from the Times of India. So when the Magi came from far, far away, it was saying, in a way, this baby that was born wasn't just for the people in Palestine. It was for the people all over the world. And so this fourth Magi, let's give him a name or her a name. What should we call this fourth Magi? Can you think of a name we should call the Magi? No imagination this morning.
Fred?
We'll call the Magi Fred. That's easy enough, isn't it? Okay, so Fred and his pals who are astrologers. That means they study the stars. You know when you go out at night and you see all the stars up in the sky? That's what these guys did. They stood there and they stared at those stars all the time. And one night they were out there studying those stars and they saw this bright new star up there. And they said, I wonder what that is. And so they studied and they listened and they heard about this baby or this king, this Messiah that was supposed to come to the Jews in Jerusalem, they thought. And so they watched this star, they watched this star. And Fred decided Fred was going to go visit when that baby was born. And so Fred sold everything he owned and he bought three of the most magnificent stones he could find. He got himself a great big gorgeous sapphire, which is a blue stone. And then he got himself a great big ruby, which is a red stone. And then he got himself a pearl, which is a shiny white stone. Yeah, you've seen pearls probably. That's right, that's exactly. So he had these beautiful stones already, and those were going to be his gifts for this baby that was going to be born. So one night he's out on the roof. Their houses were flat, and they could stand on the roof and look out. And he saw a great big display of light. The star that had been new was just brighter and more colorful than ever. And he said, this is it. I've got to get to Jerusalem. And so he knew that was the sign that he was supposed to meet some friends that he was going to travel with. Because it's more fun to travel with other people, isn't it? Instead of alone. It's also safe. So Fred had a wonderful horse and got out there on his horse. And he got his beautiful stones.
and he started riding on his horse. And he knew he had to meet his friends by midnight. And so they're riding along, and all of a sudden his horse started getting kind of nervous. And that horse got slower and slower, and finally it just plain stopped. And it would not go another step. And Fred looks down from the saddle and looks around, and he sees this man lying on the ground. And he looked like he might be one of the Jews or one of the Hebrew people that had been left, had to leave their homes. And so he was concerned, but he knew he had to get to his friends by midnight. But here was this man lying on the ground, and he looked so thin and sick. And so Fred didn't know what to do, because if he stopped to take care of him, his friends might leave without him. So Fred says, "God of peace and hope, what should I do?" So Fred got off his horse and pulled out his satchel. He had some herbs and things that in there that he used for medicine. And he went to a canal and he got some water and he mixed up medicine and he came over and he nursed this poor man lying on the ground. And he took him over and put him under a palm tree and just kept nursing him with this medicine. And finally the man started to revive. And so the man looked at him and says, "Who are you?" And he said, "Well, I'm an astrologer and I'm on my way to see the Messiah that was being born." And the man who had been so sick looked at him and said, "I don't have any money to pay you back for what you've done, but I do know our prophets tell us this baby will be born in Bethlehem, not Jerusalem." So Fred thanked him, got on his horse, and he realized it was awful late, but he tried to meet his friends anyway. So he got there, and guess what had happened? Were his friends there? No, they'd had to go. And they left a little piece of parchment saying, "We had to leave." Fred goes, "Now what am I going to do?" So Fred had to take his beautiful sapphire, that big blue stone, and go buy camels to help him get across the desert. He couldn't ride his horse across the desert. He needed a camel. So Fred had to give up his big, beautiful stone that he was going to give to the baby. And he got finally to the town of Bethlehem. And he only had left what? He had left his ruby and his pearl. But as he was wandering the streets of Bethlehem trying to figure out where the baby was, he heard this woman singing like a lullaby to her baby. And he stopped and he listened. And he kind of peeked in the door, and this woman talked to him, and she said, "You know what? We had the most exciting thing the other day. There were these men from the east who came and brought wonderful presents to the baby born down the street. But this morning, real early, the baby's father took the baby and his mother and left, and he whispered that he was going to go to Egypt." So Fred's like, "Oh, I've missed this baby. Now what am I going to do?" And about the time he was ready to try to figure out where he's going to go next, there are all these soldiers coming down the street, and this woman went and hid her baby because she was afraid of the soldiers. And Fred went and stood in the door. When the soldiers came up to the door, he whipped out his ruby and said, "Here. Take this. There's no babies here." And so the soldier grabbed the ruby and went off down the street and told all the other soldiers, "There's no babies here." And off they went. And then Fred's got what? He only had left the pearl to give to the baby. And now he had to go where? Right, he had to go to Egypt to try to find the baby. But at least he still had his pearl to give to the baby. So he started off to Egypt. And he went to Egypt, but you know what? That's an awful big country. and he didn't find the baby there. And he went back to Jerusalem, and he didn't find the baby there. And he went back to Bethlehem, and he didn't find the baby. Do you know, Fred traveled for 33 years. That's a very, very long time. That's probably older, even longer than your parents have been alive, maybe. 33 years is a long time. And so Fred had wandered, and he took care of sick people. He helped poor people. He did everything he could, but he never found the baby. And one day he was in Jerusalem, and there were crowds all over because it was Passover. And there were all these people in the city of Jerusalem, and they were all rushing up to this hill called Golgotha. He said, "What's going on here?" And they said, "Well, there's about to be a crucifixion. You want to come see it?" And he said, "No, not really." But then he got to hearing stories about this person who was going to be crucified, and he thought, "I wonder if that's the baby who was supposed to be born to be the Messiah and the King of the Jews." And about that time, there came these soldiers down the street dragging this poor girl. And she said, "Help me, help me. They're going to sell me off to be a slave." And poor Fred looked at this girl and he thought, "What am I going to do? I can't let this poor girl be sold as a slave." So what do you suppose Fred did? He gave the pearl right. And he bought her her freedom. And so what did Fred have left to give the baby? Nothing. And about that time, the earth started shaking and a tile started coming off the roofs. And Fred got hit in the head. And this girl that he had freed is holding him and trying to comfort him. And he's lying there and he hears a voice that says, "Fred, it's okay. Even as you helped the man who was dying and the woman to protect her son and this girl that you saved from slavery, you did it for me." And so Fred knew he had heard the voice of the Messiah, Jesus, and that all of those gifts that he gave really did go to the Messiah, because he gave them to those people who needed them the most. And that's the story of the fourth Magi. And that's what Jesus wants us to do too, is to give what we have to help all those people who don't have as much as we do. And when we do, we're giving it to Jesus. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for Jesus, the Messiah. Thank you, God, for the love he gives us, and help us always to be willing to give back to others because he loved us so much. Amen. You can go back to your seats.
As we prepare again to come to the table of our Lord, let us rise and affirm our faith in unison. The Lord's Supper is a celebration of the reconciliation of men with God and with one another, in which they joyfully eat and drink together at the table of their Savior. Jesus Christ gave his church this remembrance of his dying for sinful men, so that by participation in it, they have communion with him and with all who shall be gathered to him. You may be seated.
You may notice that our liturgy for communion will be a little different today. We will be using the melodies of Christmas carols to sing our liturgy. So everything's printed in your bullet.
Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God.
People will come from east and west and north and south and sit at table at the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. He invites those who trust in him to share the feast which he has prepared. The Lord be with you.
And with you, God's servants.
Come, let us lift up our hearts to the Lord.
With hearts uplifted, we give thanks.
With joy, we come before God. With thankful hearts, we adore God forever. Thanks and praise to you, our almighty Creator, merciful Lord, God of promise and fulfillment. Of old, your faithful people waited for the day of visitation, manifest at last when the time had fully come, and you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. Having seen his glory, we wait for the day when he will come again. And so, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name in unending
your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every time and place. As this is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Confidently, as your children, we join our hearts and voices in prayer as we sing the Lord's Prayer. the night of his arrest, our Lord Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
In the same way, after they had eaten, Jesus took the cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink of it, do so, remembering me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you shall proclaim the death of our Lord until he shall come again." These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Come to the table. Thank you. Let us sing together the prayer of thanksgiving as you find it in the bulletin.
Been fed at the table of our Lord, we have gifts to bring to our Lord. And so let us give this morning, offering our gifts and tithes to the Lord our God, that God's love and justice may flow throughout our world. Let us come offering our gifts. Great and gracious God, your gifts are abundantly more than we can ask or expect. Bless now these gifts, that they might move into your world in ways strong and pure, loving and just, that they might live forth your message. Come to earth, Emmanuel, God with us, this day and all days, to your glory. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, she went all the way to 23. She's not even like 21 or worse. I guess I should put them out. We don't have a little. I guess I'll just be.
There we go.
Weird and blow on them. What? Thank you.
Thanks.